主后2001年，多伦多华语10个月追求。信息主题：认识神。第三篇。
I like this hymn very, very much.
我非常喜欢这首诗歌。
The one we just sing, tonight.
就是我们晚上刚刚唱的那一首。
You know, this is not in English hymn notes.
这个没有在英语的诗歌本里面。
So I always thought this was written by Watchman Nee.
所以我一直以为也是尼托圣弟兄写的。
I ever thought nobody can do anything more profound than this hymn.
我相信没有人呢能够写任何东西比这首诗歌更深。
That's my thought.
那个是我所想的。
Until one day, a sister gave me hymn notes.
直到有一天，有一位姊妹啊给我一个诗歌本。
And told me that, 我应该讲中文了。有一天一个姊妹给我一本诗集。
So one day a sister gave me a shock.
告诉我说，你所最喜欢那一首啊，不是尼弟兄写的。
Told me that, my favorite hymn was not written by Brother Nee.
我非常吃惊。
So I was shocked.
我看了一下，我说怎么会有人写这么好一首诗
？I looked at it and I thought, how could anyone write such a good hymn?
我就开始啊注意这个姊妹。
So I started to pay attention to
this sister. 我就发觉在我们的诗集里还有其他她的诗歌。
And then I discovered that in our hymnal there are other hymns written by this sister.
但是在这个英文这个单章里啊
，So on this sheet,
这个她有这样简单的话。
She has a few simple words.
她说很少人。对这个作者我们知道的很少。
We know very little about this author.
因为他那种害羞的个性。
Because of her remarkably retiring disposition.
他是这个人就是 Anna Laetitia, Warning. 我们通常就讲 Anne Warning 啊。
The sister, was Miss Anna Laetitia Warning.
她是在英国的。
In England,
她是1820年生。
She was born in a town of South Wales in 1820.
你注意下面这句话啊。
Pay attention to the following.
在1850年，她就出了一本诗集。
In 1850, she published her hymns and meditations.
那就是她30岁。
Which means she was 30.
这个30岁发行这个诗集啊。
So when she was 30, she published. These hymns.
这一首诗
，and this hymn，
在他的诗集里
，was in the among these hymns.
你相不相信一个20几岁的小女孩啊，能够写出这样的诗
？Can you believe that a 20-some-year-old sister can write such a hymn？
所以叫我就觉得非常的 fascinating.
Caused me to be really fascinated.
那我就专门到英国去。
So I
不是我在英国的时候。
So when I was in England,
我就专门去找，因为这里说他是个 friend， 这里也说他是个 friend 啊。
Here it says that she was a friend.
这个 friend 就是贵格会 ，Quaker 就是一个贵格会。
It's
Quaker.
Quaker.
You know what is Quaker? 贵格，中文翻作贵格会。
Quaker.
所以我就专门到贵格会去找关于他的资料。
So I purposely went to the Quakers to look for information
about her. 我所去那个地方什么都找不到。
But the place that I went to, I couldn't find anything.
后来我再找，我发觉有别的著作说他到后来呀、又加入 Anglican Church， 到这个英国的国教去了。
Later, I found out that she also joined the Anglican Church.
无论如何
，But nevertheless,
这个我劝弟兄姊妹喜欢这样的诗。
I encourage you to try to like this kind of hymn.
这个中文翻的太好了。
The Chinese translation is outstanding.
完全没有翻译的感觉。
You cannot feel that it is a translation.
感觉是尼弟兄自己道出来的一首诗。
You feel that this is something poured out by Brother Nee himself.
父，我知道我的一生你已替我分好。
Father, I know that all my life is portioned out for me.
所有必须发生变更，我不害怕看到。
And the changes that are sure to come, I do not fear to see.
我求你赐长久忠诚，存心讨你欢笑。
But I ask thee for a present mind intent on pleasing thee.
你看他后来说的，我什么要我要得。这个有益的爱。
And then it says, I ask thee for a thoughtful love.
这个时常警醒的慧。
Through constant watching, wise.
我问你懂不懂这个东西 你能不能
懂？
因为基督徒差不多都是自治大学自立系的博士。
Because almost all Christians are graduated from
with a PhD degree in selfish university and self-profit department. 人非常自私的。
So very selfish.
很少有基督徒想到我是为主活。
Very few Christians think about that they are living for God.
所以他这里说到爱，说到会。
So here it talks about love and talks about.
然后他就说常以wisdom.
Wisdom.
然后他就说常以笑容欢迎试探。
And to meet the glad with joyful smiles.
我现在问你这小女孩二十多岁有什么试探、啊、这试探是我们这老人经历很多。你小朋友有什么试探、啊
how can a young girl experience this kind of thing?
可是她的确有那个感觉。
But she surely had this kind of a feeling.
很多事情发生在我身上。
A lot of things that happened to me.
但是我是以笑容来欢迎这一切的事。
I will greet these things with a smile.
然后他说就擦干一切眼泪，是不是这样？
And to wipe the weeping eyes.
对不起啊，我恐怕要看一下，因为这样一边背一边讲啊，就背不下来了。
It's hard for me to talk about this.
是不是？擦干不尽眼泪。
To wipe the weeping eyes.
下面这一句啊。我现在看看这英文应该是很像的、啊、他这里中文是翻作心能与他，那个他不是神的他，是那个环境啊，心能与他自己合拍，然后怎样呢，好来同情安慰。
And in Chinese it says, it talks about this heart being harmonious with the environment, and then to soothe and to sympathize.
So you become a person that is able as a comforter to others.
所以你这个人就可以来安慰别人，
这很特别啊
，very very special。
我现在想想那个你叫林什么了，忘记你的名字，那小朋友，不是啊，林那个哎林倩怡啊，林倩怡啊，你不是也是个小女孩吗
？Are you not a young girl？
你看我们这些小女孩啊，怪东啊，怪西啊。阿门吧阿门呢
？Our young girls blame a lot of things.
你能不能相信这里一个小姊妹
？Can you believe that here this young sister
二十多岁
，20 some years old
写出这样一首诗
？Can write such a hymn.
我知道这个作者是一个二十多岁的小姊妹。
I know that this author is a young sister, 20 some years old.
我已经60岁了。
I'm already 60.
我就有两个感觉。
I have two feelings.
第一个感觉惭愧惭愧。
Number one, I'm really ashamed.
这跟随主这么多年。
I followed the Lord for so many years.
我们还在这个某一方面。
In a certain aspect.
我们还比不上这个小姊妹。
We're not like this sister.
另外一方面。
On the other hand.
我有另外一种感觉。
I have another feeling.
主啊，你的工作何其大。
Lord, how great is your work?
我们常常会感觉谁能了解，谁能同情。
We often feel who can understand and who can sympathize.
但是主好像兴起这么一个小姊妹来。
But seems like the Lord raised up such a young sister.
给我们大家看见。
To show us all.
你放心的来跟随我。
You can be at peace and follow me.
我是主。
I am the Lord.
我能在一切事上有调度。
I can arrange all things.
我这个哎，我要念给你听啊，因为这首写太好了。
Let me just read to you.
然后第三节，我不要有不甘意志。急忙到东到西。
Verse 3, I would not have the restless will that hurries to and fro.
拼命搞出活力小组，好得几个人为你。
Try my best to create a few vital groups so that I can gain a few for you.
你要不要活力组啊
？Do you want the vital groups?
应该有活力组。
Yes, you should have them.
怎么有活力组啊
？But how can you have the vital groups?
安息着有活力组。
If you are peaceful, restful, then you will have peace.
我不是在这里做事的。
I'm not here to do something.
我是在这里经历神的。
I'm here to experience God.
享受主的。
To enjoy the Lord.
所以他说我不要有不安意志，急忙到东到西。
So I would not have the restless will that hurries to and fro.
这里有需要，那里有需要。
Oh, here there's a need. Oh, there there's a need.
要求要做几件大事，或要明白秘密。
Seeking for some great thing to do or secret thing to know.
他说我要被待呀，如同孩子。
I would be treated as a child.
所往都是受益。
And guided where I go.
为什么我们有时候压力这么大呢
？How come sometimes we feel so pressured?
为什么是我们这么沮丧呢
？And we feel so depressed.
为什么是有时候会觉得我们这么无用呢
？And feel that we're so useless.
就是我们这个。 焦点呢出了问题了。
That's because our focus is wrong.
我们不是啊，注视在基督上。
We're not focusing on Christ.
也不是主来带领我们。
And the Lord is not leading us.
我们在不知不觉啊，就用工作取代了基督了。
So unknowingly, we're replacing Christ with work.
所以他这里说，我要被待如同孩子。
So here it says, I would be treated as a child.
所往都是受益。
And guided where I go.
然后他说，无论我在世界何地，是有何种景况。这节不要了吧？下面第五节，第五节，我求你赐每日恩宰，使我能长寿教。
So I ask thee for the daily strength to none that ask denied.
心能从里与外调和，当我与你契交。
And a mind to blend with outward life while keeping at thy side.
你知道基督徒最痛苦的是里外不和。
You know the
the biggest suffering for the Christian life.
The biggest suffering for Christians is that what's outside is not harmonious with what's inside.
你这个里面有一个东西。
There's something within you.
外面是另外一个情形。
But outwardly, there's another condition.
但是他说我不是这样的。
But here it says, no, I'm not like that.
他说你给我每日的恩宰。
Every day, the strength and the grace you give me.
叫我的心呢、啊、能够和外面是调和的。
So my heart can be harmonious.
外面也许非常艰难。
Outwardly, it's very difficult.
外面也许非常痛苦。
And maybe outwardly, it's full of suffering.
外面也许非常孤单。
Very lonely.
外面也许非常寂寞。
Outwardly, it's very lonely.
但是我的里面呢，有一种说不出的安详安息。
But within me, there's an unspeakable peace and rest.
无论外面是什么
，Regardless of what's outside,
我的里面产生一种的调和。
Within me, there's a kind of blending.
因为主和我有好的交通。
Because I have a good fellowship with the Lord.
然后他就说了，满意只占微小旁侧。
And then content to fill a little space.
若你能得荣耀。
If thou be glorified.
如果我告诉金一善。
If I tell brother Jin.
你不是全时间了吗？
Are you not full time now?
也是很有恩赐啊。
And you're also gifted.
IQ 也很高啊。
You have a very high IQ.
向着主也很绝对啊。
You're very absolute.
将来主绝对不用你。
If I tell you the Lord will not use you.
你立刻觉得那我何必全时间呢？
Then you may feel then.Why should I be full time?
那你有没有注意，全时间就变成一个职业喽
？Then do you see that being full time becomes a career?
全时间是因为与主合拍的一个结果。
To being full time should be a result of being in harmony with the Lord.
而不是一个职业。
It is not a career.
是因为我与主这样和谐。
Because I'm in oneness with the Lord.
主要我带职业。
The Lord, if the Lord wants me to have a job,
我就去上班。
Then I will go to work.
主要我全时间。
If the Lord wants me to be full-time,
我就来追求服侍。
Then I will come to pursue and
to serve. 我和主是合拍的。
I am harmonious with the
Lord. 我里面有一种说不出的安详和喜乐。
Within me, there's an unspeakable joy and rest.
在整个这个历史里面
，In the entire history,
我没有任何地位。
I have no position.
或者在整个现代的活动里面
，Or in the current activities.
我也只是旁侧，只是一个小小的地方。
I'm just a spectator. I'm just occupying a little space.
不是 spectator, just in a small corner.
I'm just in a small corner.
但是我里面说不出的喜乐。
But within me, I have the unspeakable joy.
如果主得荣耀，一切都好。
As long as the Lord gets the glory, everything is fine.
这些真理很容易讲啊。
This kind of truth is easy to speak.
但是二十几岁的小朋友怎么会懂的
？But for a 20-some-year-old, how can she understand?
马弟兄啊，你几岁
？Brother Ma, how old are you?
过三十，你不是马诗人吗
？More than over 30.
你看你写的诗跟他的诗啊。
Look at what the hymns you write and compare.
那你就对我讲，你说朱弟兄，那你写的是跟他的诗了。
Then you can tell me, Titus, how about your hymns?
在整本的诗歌里啊。
In the entire hymnal.
多少年
？How many years?
我最喜欢的是这一首。
The one that I love the most is this one.
我觉得主啊，很 sarcastic, 很幽默的。
I feel the Lord is very humorous.
他怎么会用个小姊妹写一首诗，然后就提醒我朱弟兄，你要注意哦，你要注意哦。你看，你以为只有你就能写，小姊妹也能写哦。
He is using a little sister to write this hymn to remind me. Look, don't think only brother Ni can write, but this little sister can also write.
因为我错过好多次，只有你就能写得出来。
Because I've said many times only brother Ni can write such a.
有一天一看 ，What？
One day I looked at this and I said, wow.
Miss Warning.
Miss Warning.
Warning 姊妹，从来不知道这么个人。
I never knew the sister.
就是我到 Quaker 去找啊，也找不出她的。
Even when I went to Quaker, I couldn't find her.
那真是只占微小旁侧呀。
She really is just occupying a little corner.
主也听了她的祷告。
But the Lord also answered her prayer.
这一首诗。
This hymn.
就像他这里这个写诗人这个注啊，这个诗集里面的注。
Just like the footnote here.
他有一句话很有意思，他说啊，呀，他说 ，Miss Warning's hymns are beautiful in every way.
这里说这位姊妹的诗歌是在每一方面都是非常的美丽。
你这样唱，你有没有觉得每一面都美丽
？When you sing, do you feel that every way is very beautiful?
要不要我们再来唱，唱一节，唱两节吧
？Maybe we can sing one or two verses.
叫我们里面喜乐一下。
So that we can have the joy within.
就唱第一节。
Verse one.
第一节、第二节就可以啊。
Verse one and verse two.
对不起，我这个身体不太好。
I'm sorry, my health is not so good.
我还得坐下来。
I still need to sit down.
而且弟兄警告我，一定要靠着被子坐。
And the brothers warn me that when I'm sitting, my back should be against the chair.
所以当我靠着这个被椅背的时候，不是懒惰啊。
So when I'm reclining like this, I'm not being lazy.
只是必须。
It's just necessary for me to do this.
那我们现在唱第一节、第二节。
Now let's sing verses one and two.
一生你也替我分好，所有必须发生变更，我不害怕看到，我求你赐下就算这存心讨你欢笑，求要得有一的爱是常进行机会，常以笑容欢迎
苏采，
擦干不尽眼泪，心能与他世界
好不好？我是觉得不应该讲道，讲道很打岔，这么甜美的气氛。
I feel I shouldn't be preaching because this will damage this kind of sweetness.
吴慧文在不在啊？吴慧文呢？来来，你唱第三节吧。
Can you sing verse three?
有时候聚会里啊，你听一个姊妹独唱是很有感觉的。
Sometimes in a meeting, if you listen to this sister solo singing,
然后你请那个郑志成唱第四节。
And Giovanni can sing verse 4.
因为第四节有阳刚之气。Amen.你说一个二十几岁的小朋友怎么会懂这个诗？因为这个是六十多岁老人讲的话。
This kind of word should be spoken by someone who is 60 some years old, not by a young girl.
他说每条路上都有虚假。 是你要我忍耐。
There are briars besetting every path that call for patient care.
那个 briar， 它这里你一定把它翻成 falsehood。
Briars was translated into falsehood by Brother Nee.
这个是有道理啊。
There's some reason in it.
小姊妹怕的是 briar， 纪律。
What young sisters afraid of is the briars.
这个老人怕的是 falsehood。
But to an older person, what he is afraid of is falsehood.
当你刚刚跟随主的时候，你觉得哎呦好难哦。
So when you begin to follow the Lord, you feel, oh, it's so difficult.
当你跟随主久了，你会发觉。
But after a while, you discover.
哎呀，这么多的虚假。
Oh, there's so much falsehood.
这个虚假比 briar 可怕。
Falsehood is even more fearful than briars.
这个他说每条路上都有虚假。是你要我忍耐。
There are briars besetting every path that call for patient care.
每种境遇都有十架，是你引我依赖。
There is a cross in every lot and an earnest need for prayer.
但心靠你，若是卑下，无论哪里可爱。
But a lowly heart that leans on thee is happy anywhere.
你看好不好？
Isn't this good?
你看这个无论哪里可爱啊，这个 Warren 小姐 ，Warren 姊妹写成。快乐，无论哪里快乐。
In English, it is happy anywhere, but
and,
in Chinese,
it's lovely everywhere.
Lovely everywhere.
所以那个可爱那个境界意境就高，所以你这种的境界比这个姊妹高。
So brother, niece, what he sees is higher than what the sister saw.
但是，一个小姊妹能写出这样甜美的诗。
But for a young sister to write such a sweet hymn.
对我们来说啊。是一个提醒。
To us, it's a reminder.
我们要学习认识主。
We have to learn to know the Lord.
要学习会往前。
To learn how to go on.
要学习会成长。
And to learn to mature.
那现在我们就接着我们上次的信息。在第二篇信息我们说到。
In the second message, we said that.
你要会认识神。
You need to know how to know God.
要注意认识神。
You have to pay attention to knowing God.
因为你愿意认识什么。
Because whatever you're willing to know.
你认识了什么。
Whatever you have known.
就说出你的存在。
It speaks of your existence.
说出你的所是。
And what you are.
也说出你的价值。
And also your value.
一个爱钱的人。
If you love money.
他只认识钱。
Then you only know money.
一个爱书的人。
To one who likes books,
他愿意花很多钱买一个绝版的书。
He is willing to pay a lot of money for something that has gone out of print.
那么一个这个爱赌的人、爱酒的人，爱 gamble.
Someone who likes gambling,
or likes wine,
or wine,
他就会把一切花在那个上面。
He will spend everything on these things.
但你知不知道在人众人之中
，But do you know that among all men?
最有价值的一种人
who is the person who has the most value?
就是爱神的人
The one who loves God.
他是一个愿意认识神的人
He is willing to know God.
愿意以神为他存在意义的人
He is willing to have God as the meaning of his existence.
愿意以神为他生活中心的人
He is willing to have God as the center of his
life. 这样以神为中心的人
This kind of person who has God as the center of his life.
他就会啊不断地成长
Then he will be growing gradually.
也在他的成长里。
And in the process of growing,
他更多的认识神。
He will know God more and more.
上次我们提到，认识神他有三步。
Last time we mentioned that in knowing God there are three steps.
那第一步，你要认识神的作为。
Step one, you have to know God's deeds.
第二步，你要认识神的法则。
Secondly, you have to know God's principle.
第三个，你认识神的自己。
Thirdly, you have to know God Himself.
我们都可以讲同样的话。
We can all speak the same thing.
我们都可以读同样的书。
We can all read the same book.
我们可以用同样的语言。
We can use the same language.
是关于神的语言。
It's related to God.
但在同样一句话里面。
But in the same sentence.
感觉是不一样的。
There can be different feelings.
体会是不一样的。
Different understanding.
认识是不一样的。
Different knowing.
焦点是不一样的。
Different focus.
程度是不一样的。
Different level.
高下是不一样的。
Different height.
那个尊荣也是不一样。
And also different
honor.
Different honor.
所以我们譬如我们说了啊。
For example.
我爱主。
We say, I love the Lord.
主我要主。
Lord, I want the Lord.
都是说我爱主。
This is all I want. I love the Lord.
都说我要主。
We all say we want the Lord.
后面的主是非常不一样的。
But the Lord in these sentences are very different.
有的人是我爱主。
To some, I love the Lord.
然后后面就有一个很大的 if.
But what follows is a big if.
就是假如。
If.
假如主替我找到事了，我一定好好聚会。
If the Lord can find me a job, then I'll be coming to the meetings.
假如主祝福我，医治我家里人某人的疾病了，我一定一辈子奉献给他。
If the Lord can heal this family member of mine, then my whole life I will follow the Lord.
他在寻求什么呢？他在寻求的是什么呢
？What is he seeking?
他寻求的是神的作为。
What he is seeking is God's deeds.
像我这样年长了，年纪大了。
Like me, someone who is advanced in age.
那我就很少说假如了。
I seldom say if.
我爱主就是爱主嘛。
For me, I love the Lord.
主祝福。
I love the Lord.
主祝福，我爱他嘛。
If the Lord blesses me, I love him.
主的祝福是隐藏的，我照样爱他。
But if his blessings are hidden, still I love him.
主有明显的带领，我爱他。
If the Lord has some obvious leading, I love him.
主那个明显的带领中好像有挫折，我照样爱他。
But if in his leading, I encounter frustrations,
在顺境中，我爱他嘛。
In good environment, I love him.
在逆境中，我照样爱他。
In difficult environment, I still love
him. 当他把自己完全显出来，那样超越，那样可爱，我爱他嘛。
When he manifests himself in such a splendid and lovable way, I love him.
但他隐藏了，甚至于消失不见了，我照样爱他。
But when he hides himself so that I don't see him anymore, I still love him.
因为什么？我爱的是他嘛。
Because whom I love is him.
我们都在讲同样的话。
We all say the same thing.
有的人是在他的这个他的作为里面。
But some say that in God's deeds.
有的人在他的法则里面。
Some are in his principles.
还有的在他自己里面。
Still some are in God himself.
所以你注意啊，我们刚刚读经那里说到。
So,
是在诗篇。
In Psalms.
103篇。
Psalm 103.
他说以色列人呢是知道他的作为。
Here it says that the children of Israel know God's acts.
因为什么呢？
Why?
那个十个灾难，
the ten plagues,
然后过红海，
and then crossing the Red Sea,
然后有这个 manna,
and then the manna,
然后有这个活水，
and the living water,
然后有这个云柱火柱，
and the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire,
各种事情显出来，
now, all these things were manifest,
叫以色列人不能不说，我们的确有这一位神。
So that the children of Israel had to admit that, yes, we have this God.
但是他这里进一步说了。
But here it goes further.
他使摩西啊，知道他的法则。
He made his ways known to Moses.
你知道摩西跟以色列人不一样。
You have to know that Moses is different from the children of Israel.
他不仅知道神的作为。
Not only did he know God's acts.
他也知道神的法则。
He also knew God's ways.
什么叫法则呢？
What is ways?
法则可以翻作Operating principle, 运作的原则。
Ways are the operating principles.
就神在这种原则里，我做事。
It means in this kind of principle, God works.
不在这个原则里，我不做事。
Outside of this principle, God doesn't work.
这个小孩子很小的时候
，When a little kid
认识父母的作为。
When he's small, he knows the parents' ways.
所以爸爸给我糖， Next, 爸爸给我糖。
If Daddy gives me candy,
爸爸给我买这个。
Or daddy buys this for me.
如果不买就哭就赖在地上哭。
If daddy doesn't buy it, then I fall on the floor and I cry.
父亲就给他买了。
So the father will buy it.
他说，父亲，我的父亲爱我。
And then he will say, oh, my daddy loves me.
这是神的作为。
This is God's acts.
父亲的作为。
Or the acts of the father.
到了十几岁了。
And when he's a teenager.
他就觉得父亲不太一样啊。
Then he feels, oh, daddy is different.
不光是给他这个，给他那个。
Not only does he give him this and give him that,
而且不断地听他的祷告胡闹。
He is constantly listening to his prayers and to his nonsense.
但是慢慢他发觉这个父亲是有法则的。
Gradually he realizes that daddy has some principle.
父亲是在他的法则里来教育他的儿女。
And daddy is educating his children in his principle.
神对我们也是这样。
And to the same way, God is to us.
一个刚刚信主的人。
To one who is newly saved,
对神的作为满了体会。
He is full of understanding of God's acts.
而且越向着主。
And also, the more he is towards God,
越要主。
The more he wants God,
越愿意跟随主。
The more he wants to follow God,
神的作为就越明显。
Then the more obvious God's acts will be.
我也告诉弟兄。
I want to tell you.
在我刚刚开头爱主那几年。
In the first few years when I started to love the Lord.
神的作为啊，就叫人可怕。
God's acts caused me to really fear him.
觉得的确有神。
I really felt there was God.
是一个活神。
And this is a living God.
是不会改变的神。
This is an unchanging God.
是掌管一切的神。
He is ruling everything.
我举一个例给你听啊。
I'll give you one example.
我考大学。
When I took the university exam.
我也祷告。
I prayed.
我说主啊。
I said, Lord.
我的数学不好。
My math is no good.
这个台大我进不去的。
I can't enter into a Taiwan university.
我愿意进四大就可以了。
But I want to enter into
normal university.
Normal university.
那时候一共就五个大学。
There were five universities.
或者四个
universities then.
四个或者五个大学，全台湾只有四个五个大学。
In the whole Taiwan, there were four to five universities.
所以我祷告完了。
So after I prayed,
哎，觉得很平安。
I felt peaceful.
结果放榜了。
So when the day the results came out,
我也录取了。
I was accepted.
我录取童子军专修科。
But
Boy Scouts.
It was a Boy Scout.
两年四不是四年，两年毕业。
Graduating in 2 years.
没有学位的。
There was no degree.
我就到神面前去抱怨啊。
So I went before God to complain.
我说主啊。
I said, Lord.
你怎么给我这么个戏呢
？How can you give me this kind of faculty?
主的回答也很有意思啊。
And the Lord was very meaningful in his answer.
你只有祷告四大，你没有祷告什么戏嘛？
You only prayed that you wanted to enter a normal university. You didn't pray about the faculty.
所以我就答应你的祷告嘛。
So I answered your prayer.
那你还抱怨什么呢
？So why are you complaining?
这是神的作为，叫你无言可答呀，都是他赢的。
So God is always the winner.
那时候我就去考啊，这个军官外语学校，就是做翻译官。
And then I went to take the exam to be an interpreter.
Yeah. 哎，奇怪啊。我考的时候
very strange when I was taking the exam.
英文不太好。
My English wasn't that good.
所以那个问我几个问题我都答不出来。
So the person asked me a few questions and I couldn't answer.
我说 I'm sorry.
我说对不起。
My English is very bad.
我的英语不好。
他说 That's right, your English is very bad.
他说对你的英语实在是不好。
所以我就录取了。
But I was accepted.
你为什么录取呢？
How come I was accepted?
因为他发觉这个人敢讲。
Because this person realized that I was willing to speak.
那个是四十多年前，中国人很少敢讲英文的。
See, 40-some years ago, very few Chinese were bold enough to speak English.
无论如何，我录取了。
But nevertheless, I was accepted.
突然接到一个命令，我要当兵。
All of a sudden, I got a notice that I had to serve in the army.
四个月。
For 4 months.
入伍训练。
I had to join the army. For training,
我已经录取这个军校了嘛。
So I felt, well, I was accepted into the military school.
但是那时候觉得还是应该去。
But at that time, I still felt that I should go.
我就去了。
So I went.
我不要讲这个细节，那里很多神的作为。
I don't want to talk about all the details. There were a lot of God's acts.
我只愿告诉你啊。
But I just want to tell you.
考完试了。
After the exam.
还有一个礼拜，大家放休息休息就可以毕业了。
There was 1 week where everyone could rest before graduation.
我拿了一个通知。
And I picked up this notice.
现在你要到陆军官校去参加入伍训练。
Now we have to go to such and such military school.
Like West Point, huh?
For the military training.
哪一天入伍啊？
And on what day to get into the school?
就是我结训的那一天。
The day when I ended my training.
所以我赶快就去找营长。
So quickly, I went to find the captain.
我说，你看，我马上要去陆军官校了。
I told him, "See, right away, I have to go to this military school."
请你啊，让我早回家。
Can you please let me go home earlier?
这样我可以见见我的父母，也预备一下，再去入伍训练，就八个月了。
So that, I can see my parents and to prepare a little bit, because that's 8 months.
那我就到了，这个营长就答应了，我马上就回去了。
So the captain let me go. So I quickly went back.
回家了，我就见弟兄。
So when I got home, I saw the brothers.
弟兄就先跟我讲了。
The brothers said,
哎呀，朱弟兄啊。
Oh, Titus.
你太可惜了。
What a pity.
你去受训了。
You have to go to the training.
你受训的斯伯格弟兄来了。
But when you go to the training, T. Austin Sparks.
哦，那个聚会真好。
Oh, the meetings were so good.
Oh, 好属灵啊。
Oh, very spiritual.
哎呀，好属天啊。
Oh, very heavenly.
主耶稣啊，我就在想啊。
So I was there thinking, Lord Jesus.
我连参加聚会的资格都没有。
I'm not qualified even to go to the meetings.
然后弟兄又告诉我了。
And then the brothers also told me.
你不要走了，不要走了。
Oh, don't go anymore.
现在李长寿就要给训练了。
Because now Brother Lee is giving a training.
要给你三个月的训练。
A 3-month training.
你要参加。
You have to attend.
我说政府征召我怎么可以参加？
I said, the government wants me to go. How can I not go?
所以啊，我又上了火车了。
So I got on the train again.
就从台北呀、啊、到凤山。
From Taipei to Fengshan.
这个火车到一个站呢、啊。
When the train arrived at a certain station.
就不走了。
It just stopped there.
比如等了大概三十分钟这样，二十分钟、三十分钟。
So it remained there for about 20-30 minutes.
我那时候就拿了这个诗歌，是个老本诗歌。
At that time, I was holding a hymnal.
我应该在唱十字架的道路，要牺牲，要将一切献给神。然后讲。
As I was singing the hymn on the way of the cross, is to sacrifice and so forth.
这是十架道路，你愿否走这个？你曾否被十架为你主？
Have you ever borne the cross for your Lord?
这唱的时候啊。
But when I was singing this,
对面一个火车来了。
There was another train coming in the opposite direction.
我这个车厢啊，就对着另外一个车厢，在月台的两边。
My car was facing the other side of the platform.
我还是低着头唱诗。
I was still just singing.
突然我听见人大声喊了。
All of a sudden, I heard someone shouting.
你又去了。
Oh, are you going again?
我回来一看呢。
So I looked.
我对面那个车厢啊。
The car in the opposite direction.
就是我那个脸。
They were the same. My company.
都穿了便衣跑出来了。
They were wearing civilian clothes.
只有我又穿上军服，又十字架的道路要牺牲。
I was the only one still in the military uniform.
哎呀，那些人就挤到窗口来，哎呀，你怎么又去了？哪有人这样去的
？So they were crowding around the windows, just asking me, "How come you're going again?"
然后我们的火车就开了。
And then my train left the station.
我就把这个圣经合起来了。
So I just
诗歌合起来。
I closed the hymnal.
我说祷告。
I prayed.
我说主耶稣啊
，Lord Jesus，
你可以打我。
You can beat me.
你可以骂我。
You can scold me.
你可以管教我。
You can discipline me.
你不可以羞辱我。
But you cannot mock me.
你这是羞辱我。
You are mocking me this.
从此以后。
So from now on.
绝对不祷告。
I will not pray anymore.
所以我就把这个圣经啊合起来。
So I closed the Bible.
把这个诗歌就丢在那个包包的角落去。
I just threw the hymnal into the bag.
我有十五天没有祷告。
For 15 days, I did not pray.
也没有读经。
And I didn't read the Bible.
你不要以为人真爱主啊。
Don't think that you really love the Lord.
爱主没那么容易啊。
It's not so simple to love the Lord.
我里面非常痛苦。
I was really suffering with it.
特别一要吃饭不就要谢饭吗
？Especially before I ate.
一低头闭眼睛。
When I just bowed my head and closed my eyes.
都是习惯性了嘛。
It's just habitual.
马上抬起头来。
And then quickly I.
不可以祷告。
No, I don't want to pray.
主耶稣羞辱我。
Because the Lord Jesus mocked me.
不再祷告。
I won't pray.
哎呀，过了差不多十五天呢。
After maybe
大概十二三天啊。
12 to 13 days.
有一天我实在受不了了。
One day I really couldn't take it anymore.
这个我就一个人呢跑到操场一个角落。
So I just went to a corner of the field by myself.
我就跪下来。
I knelt down.
我说主耶稣啊。
I said, Lord Jesus.
有一年的时间，我说我爱你。
For 1 year, I told you I love you.
我骗你的。
But I lied to you.
我不是真爱的。
I don't really love you.
稍微你做一点事
，just a little thing that you did.
我马上就要逃离。
Suddenly, I wanted to escape.
求你赦免我。
Lord, please forgive me.
求你让我再来做一个爱你的人。
Lord, please cause me to be one who loves you again.
我祷告完以后
，After I pray,
我就回去了。
I went back.
我现在不记得是同一个晚上还是第二天早晨。
Now I can't remember whether it was the same night or next morning.
又我们又在吃饭呢。
We were there eating again.
感谢主，这时候我可以祷告了。
Thank the Lord. That time I could pray.
然后我就看见连长进来了。
And then I saw the captain coming in.
这个连长 ，company commander.
Company commander coming in.
这个非常严肃。
He looked very serious.
我听见一个声音啊。
I heard a voice within me.
说现在你回去吧。
Which says, "Now you can go back."
去参加立州的训练。
After
to attend the training by Brother Lee.
Oh, I can now go to attend the training by Brother Lee.
然后我就听见连长报告了。
And then I listened to the commander.
说国防部有一个命令。
Saying that there's a certain
instruction order from defense national defense. 所有受过训的人都可以回去。
All those who had attended trainings before could now go.
哎呀，那一下我愿意告诉你，我整个人都觉得凉了。
I can tell you at that moment I felt so cold.
连我那个悔改呀、啊、
，Even my repentance
都是主做的。
It was from the Lord.
若是我还没有那个祷告。
If I hadn't prayed that way,
我听见这个报告。
And when I listened to this announcement,
我这一生良心都会受控告。
For my whole life, my conscience would condemn.
我祷告完了。
But after I prayed,
或者是当天，或者第二天早晨。
Maybe the same day, maybe the next morning.
应该是当天的晚上。
It's probably the same night that day.
连长就来报告了。
The commander came to and announced.
你可以回去。
Now you can go.
我就办了手术回去了。
So I just did the paperwork and then I went back.
我也参加了李定的训练。
And I attended Brother Lee's training.
这是什么？
What is this?
神的作为。
This is God's acts.
当一个人把自己奉献给主了。
When a person consecrates himself to God.
主就来向他见证也保证。
Then the Lord will come to testify to him or to guarantee him.
我负你一生的责任。
I will be responsible for your whole life.
我们算什么呢？
What can we say?
一个小小的人
，such a small person.
你相不相信中华民国国防部会下一个命令叫我回去
？Can you believe that the National Defense Department can give such an order for me to go?
你相不相信有这样的事
？Can you believe that there is such a thing?
从那一次
，from that time，
我领会神的怜悯
，I experience God's mercy.
主啊
，Lord，
我能祷告
，I can pray，
我能悔改
，I can repent，
我能亲近你。
I can draw close to you.
都是你的怜悯。
It's all because of your
mercy. 我这个人是在你怜悯里的。
My person is in your mercy.
第二个。
Secondly,
我相信神的主权。
I believe God's sovereignty.
若是没有神的主权。
Without God's sovereignty.
这两节车厢会在一起吗？
How can these two trains meet?
如果这两节差两节，他们就看不见我了吗？
If there were some more distance between the two cars, they couldn't see me.
那我就没有问题，我也不会生气了吗？
Then there wouldn't be any problem. I wouldn't be so mad.
好像主安排这两节车厢就面对面。
It's like the Lord arranged for these two cars to be facing each other.
也安排我那个连的人都跑出来向我挥手，然后跟我打招呼。
He arranged for my whole company, all the people there, to come out and to wave to me and to talk to me.
都说哎呀，你怎么又去了
？They were all saying, "Oh, how come you have to go again?"
主也许可我显出我的本相。
And the Lord allowed me to manifest my natural self.
原来我们向主所说的爱情
，the love that I previously talked about,
我们答应给主的奉献
，the consecration that we promised the Lord,
都不是那么真实。
It was not that real.
稍微有点患难来了
，just a little affliction comes.
挫折来了
，or a little frustration comes.
我们人很容易改变
，it's so easy for us to change.
但是在那一次以后。
But after that time,
我就从神的作为啊，慢慢转到神的法则里去了。
Gradually, I turn from God's acts to God's ways.
我懂得神的怜悯。
I know God's mercy.
我懂得神的爱。
I know God's love.
我敬畏神，为着神的主权。
I also fear God and His sovereignty.
我领会我们这一般的人
，I realize that we
乃是在神的手中的。
We are in God's hands.
这是一件宝贵的事啊。
This is a precious thing.
所以你要认识啊。
So you have to realize.
跟随主。
To follow the Lord,
绝不是做礼拜的。
It's not to come for Sunday worship.
跟随主
，to follow the Lord,
是非常罗曼蒂克。
It's very romantic.
我们这一般的人
，to us,
要对神有认识。
To know the Lord,
不仅认识他的作为
，not only to know His acts,
更要认识他的法则。
Even more, we have to know His principles.
最终我们要认识神的自己。
Eventually, we have to know God Himself.
所以你注意在。希伯来书这里说到、
so、here in
以西结的话
，It's quoting
Ezekiel. 他哎 ，sorry， 是不是以西啊 ？Jeremiah 啊，对不起，不是以西结，不是以西结，是 Jeremiah。耶利米的话啊。
It should be Jeremiah.
他是怎么说呢
？What does it say？
他说那个我看见我原来那个旧约，就是我们圣经所说的 Old Testament， Old Covenant 这个旧约。对这个百姓来说，百姓的瑕疵。
Here it talks about the Old Testament, and
the God found out the first line.
Finding fault with them.
Yeah, 他就说什么呢
What does he say?
他说看哪、啊、日子将到。
Behold, the days are coming.
主这样说了。
Says the Lord.
我要和以色列家、犹大家另立新约。
I will consummate a new covenant.
不是照着我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及的日子。
Not according to the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by their hand.
与他们所立的约。那就是旧约啊。
This is the old covenant.
因为他们没有恒守我的约。
Because they did not continue in my covenant.
或者说他们没有能力来守我的约。
Or you can say that they did not have the ability to keep my covenant.
我也不理他们。
And I disregarded them.
这是主说的。
Says the Lord.
主又说了。
And then the Lord says.
因为这是、啊、那些日子以后。
After these days.
我要与以色列家所立的约。要另立一个新约、啊、我要将我的律法赐在他们的心思里。
I will impart my laws into their mind.
这个律法是什么律法？
What is this, these laws?
就是生命之灵的律法。
This is the law of the spirit of life.
我要把生命之灵律法赐在他们心思里。
I will impart the law of the spirit of life into their mind.
我要将这些律法写在他们的心上。
And on their hearts, I will inscribe them.
下面就是我要。做他们的神
and I will be God to them.
他们要做我的子民
and they will be a people to
me. 他们个人绝不用教导自己同国子民
and they shall by no means each teach his fellow citizen.
个人也绝不用教导自己的弟兄说
and each his brother saying,
你要 ginosko 主
know the Lord, ginosko.
Ginosko 就是一种在经纶里的认识
This is a kind of a knowledge in an economy.
所以多多少少是外在的。
So more or less, this is an outward knowledge.
因为他们从最小到至大的都要oida我。
For all will know oida, me from the little one to the great one among them.
这个oida是里面的。
This oida is an inward knowing.
从这个中文的翻译啊。
From the Chinese translation.
说你该认识主。
Know the Lord.
都必认识我。
All will know me.
那说的两个是同样的字。
It's the same word.
但是在希腊文里
But in Greek,
是用不同的两个字。
Two different words.
两个不同的字来说到对神的认识。
Two different words describing the knowledge of God.
这是两面的认识。
Knowing God in two ways.
一个是外面的。
One is outward.
一个是里面的。
The other one is inward.
一个从教导启示出来的。
One comes from teaching or from revelation.
一个从里面直觉出来的。
The other one is coming from the intuition from
within. 一个是带给你一个客观的神和神的旨意。
One brings you the objective God and God's will.
一个带给你一个主观的神和神的享用。
The other one brings you the subjective God for you to enjoy.
那你现在要请你们注意啊。
Now you have to pay attention.
他这里说到，你不仅要知道神的作为。
Here it says, not only do you have to know God's acts.
你也需要认识神的法则。
You also need to know God's principles.
然后你要认识神的自己。
Then you have to know God himself.
因为你若是不认识神自己。
Because if you don't know God himself.
这是作为是外面的。
The acts are outward.
法则也是外面的。
The principles are also
只有认识神的自己
only knowing God himself,
才叫你对于神有一个正确精确完美的认识
will cause you to have an accurate and complete knowledge of God
这位神对你如何呢
How is this God to you?
不应该仅仅在作为里
He shouldn't be just in his acts
甚至于不可以仅仅在法则里
Even he cannot just be in his principles
而要完全实际的实化在你身上
But he should be fully realized
为什么呢
Why?
因为神的自己启示出来了。
Because God himself is revealed.
这就是 Ginosko.
This is Ginosko.
神自己也实化出来了。
And God himself is realized.
这就是 Oida.
This is Oida.
当我们看见了神
When we see God.
认识了神
When we know God.
这从看见了神的经纶
And we see his economy.
看见了神的旨意目的和计划
We see his goal, his plan.
我们受这些东西的约束
And we are bound by these things.
我们这神对我们是可亲的。
Then God to us is approachable.
但是你知不知道啊
？But you know,
就是这样看见了。
Even after you see this,
它还是外面的。
It is still something outward.
你还需要一些东西里面的。
You still require something that is inward.
来实化外面的。
So that you can realize what is
outside. 所以你不仅需要 ginosko.
So not only do you need the ginosko,
你也需要 oida.
You also need to order.
这个 order 在里面。
The order is within.
就让神变成非常的真实的。
Causing God to be so real to you.
你现在到上海去啊。
And so now when you go to Shanghai.
你觉得纽约不一定比得上啊。
You feel that you don't.
Even New York cannot compare.
Even New York cannot compare with it.
觉得全世界最现代化的一个都市。
It is the most modern city in the whole world.
但是所有你所看见的。
But everything that you see.
都是 Gnosko.
It is a Gnosko.
是我看见的。
It's something that I see.
并不是我得着了。
It's not something that.
你要真正来享受上海了。
But if you really want to enjoy Shanghai.
你就需要 Oida 了。
You need the Oida. Because we wanted to go back to that original place.
我就感觉哎呀。
Then we felt, oh,
这个上海的食物这么好吃啊
！Oh, the Shanghainese food is so delicious.
这个 delicious，
这个好吃。
它就是 oida。
This is the oida.
你看上海那些建筑
，When you look at the buildings in Shanghai,
it's Gnosko.
It's Gnosko.
你享受它里面的丰富
，But when you enjoy the riches in it,
就是一个 oida.
That's oida.
你会觉得稀奇啊。
You will be amazed.
你是不是知道啊
？Do you know?
这不过是个小小的上海。
This is just a little Shanghai.
但是你可以把它叫大上海啊。
Of course, you can say this is the great Shanghai.
但是在全球来说
，But in the whole world,
它就是小上海。
This is just a small Shanghai.
在整个的宇宙来说
，And in the whole universe,
就是几乎看不见的上海。
This is something you almost cannot see.
整个的宇宙
，In the entire universe,
唯一可看见的
，The only thing you can see,
就是这一位神。
Is this God?
而这一位神呢？
And this God,
就好像一个上海一样
It's just like Shanghai.
可以给我们主动的取用
We can initiate to
主动的享受
Draw from him, to enjoy him.
就说一面来说
So on the one hand,
他不断的把他自己启示给我们
He's continuously revealing himself
叫我们这一般人
To us.
对他满了 Gnosko.
We are full of the Gnosko knowledge.
这里说他不需要别人来教你
So that we don't need anyone to teach.
你里面可以碰见的。
In us, we can meet him.
你里面可以看见的。
We can see him.
你可以不用别人来教导你。
We don't need anyone to teach us.
神自己会启示给你。
God himself will reveal.
然后从里面呢？
And then from within.
他从最小到至大的。
From the small one to the great one.
都可以oida实化这位神。
They can all realize God.
你有没有觉得很奇妙啊？
Do you think? That this is wonderful.
你刚刚信主的时候
，When you first believe in the Lord,
主祝福我了。
The Lord blesses me.
给我一个车子。
Oh, the Lord gives me a car.
主祝福我了。
The Lord blesses me.
给我一个什么职业。
He gives me a job.
昨天一个很可爱的弟兄替我治病。
Yesterday there was a very lovely brother who was
照顾我的身体啊。
He was looking after me.
我问他我说你有几个孩子啊
？I asked him how many children do you have.
他说我有两个。
He said I have two.
我说多大了
？How old are they?
他说第一个十岁。
The first one is 10.
我吓一跳。
And I was shocked.
因为他看起来就二十多岁。
Because he seemed to be just 20 some years.
后来才知道他是 baby face 啊，差不多快要三十八岁。
He has a baby face, but he was 38.
但是。他说：“我说那第二老二多大呢
？”Then I asked him, "How old is the second?"
啊，他说老二才四个月，好像是，哎，
said,
一年四个月还是四个月？不是，才四个月，老二才四个月。
The second one is just 4 months old.
他信主两年。
This brother has believed for 2 years.
换言之，信主以后，主赐给他的。
In other words, after he believed the Lord,
我说哎呀，感谢主，
the
主真是祝福你。
So I said, the Lord has really blessed you.
过了四年，再给你一个孩子。
Maybe after 4 years, He will give you another child.
他说：“哎呀，主真是祝福我。”
Then he said, "Yes, the Lord has really blessed."
这都是神的作为。
But these are all God's acts.
凡是出于神的
，everything that is out of God
都是有价值的
，is valuable.
凡是出于神的
，everything that is out of God
都是该尊重的。
We should respect.
那你知不知道啊
？But do you know?
神不会叫我们永远只住在这些作为里。
God will not leave us in His acts.
神要把我们带到法则里。
He will bring us into His principles.
叫我们懂了。
So that we can know.
聚会是个法则。
The principle of meeting.
你不聚会就会枯干。
If you don't meet, then you will be dried up.
你不聚会就会软弱。
If you don't meet, then you will be weak.
晨兴是个法则。
And morning revival is another principle.
你早晨不读圣经。
If you don't read the Bible in the morning,
一天不读圣经
if you don't read the Bible for the whole day,
你里面会觉得不满足
then within you, you feel dissatisfied.
和弟兄姊妹在一起是一个法则
and to be with the saints is also a principle.
弟兄看见弟兄了
When a brother sees another brother,
就是很喜乐嘛。
Then he is joyful.
姊妹看见姊妹了。
When a sister sees another sister,
就是很喜乐嘛。
She is joyful.
因为这是一个法则。
Because this is a principle.
你把自己关那个笼子里去。
When you shut yourself up in the cage,
不跟弟兄姊妹见面。
You don't see other saints.
你会觉得这个孤单。
Then you feel lonely.
你会觉得凄凉。
You feel very pitiful.
你会觉得寂寞。
You feel very lonesome.
因为它有很多法则。
Because there are a lot of principles.
所以弟兄们要讲啊。
So brothers should say.
哎呀，主为我做了何等多。
Oh, the Lord has done so much.
神是有作为的神。
The Lord is a God full of acts.
今天我要活在这些法则里。
Today I need to live in His principles.
所以我要会聚会。
So I need to know how to meet.
我要会和弟兄姊妹在一起。
I need to know how to be with the saints.
我要会读主的话。
I need to know how to read God's word.
我要会享受主的同在。
How to enjoy the Lord's presence.
叫我加力。
So that I can be strengthened.
叫我得复苏。
So that I can be revived.
叫我能刚强。
So that I can be strong.
叫我能行走。
So that I can walk.
叫我能追求神。
So that I can pursue God.
但是不仅这样啊。
But not only that.
你还要认识神的自己。
You also have to know God himself.
当你认识神的自己。
When you know God himself.
看见了他，得着了启示。
You receive his revelation.
认识了他的经纶。
And you know his economy.
看见了他的工作。
You see his work.
也让他实化在你的里面。
And you let him realize.
你不仅有 gnosko。
Not only do you,
你也有 OIDA， 你不仅 gnosko 的认识神，
Not only do you gnosko God，
你也 OIDA 的认识神，
you also need to OIDA God。
神的作为、神的法则都包括在里面。
God's acts, God's principles are also included in this。
我讲个故事给你听啊。
I can tell you a story。
我这一生啊，活了六十多岁嘛。
I have lived over 60 years。
这个故事真多。
I have a lot of stories。
有时候我听弟兄们讲买房子，买房子。
Sometimes I listen to the brothers telling me about buying homes.
特别大姐一到这里，好像买了房子就是立了业了。买了房子 you established.
You become established once you buy a property.
我也买过，我告诉你，我第一个房子怎么买的。
I can tell you how I bought my first house.
我们大姐一同移民到 Akron 去。
We all migrated to Akron.
那个时候大概有六十多位圣徒。
At that time, maybe there were over 60 saints.
有二十五到三十个家庭。
25 to 30 families.
一同移民到 Akron。
We all migrated to Akron at the same time.
有一个弟兄就告诉我们。
So a brother told us.
说他认识一个 realtor。
He knew a certain realtor.
可以帮助我们。
He could help us.
所以我们就找到一个地区。
So we found a certain area.
喊主怜悯就在那去买到一个会所。
Because of the Lord's mercy, we bought a hall in that area.
那然后大姐就买房子了。
And then everyone bought a house.
那个买房子是很有意思的。
Oh, it's very meaningful in buying a house.
二十个家庭一同看一个房子。
Over 20 families all looking at the same house.
看完以后，一个弟兄就讲了。
And after that, maybe a certain brother would say,
我要这个房子。
I want this house.
别人就不讲话了，这是他的了。
And everyone else couldn't say anything. The house is him.
再看一个房子。
And then they go and look at another.
看完以后，另外讲了，我要这个房子。
And another brother would say,
那房子
I want this one.
那房子就是他的了。
Then this house went to that brother.
那一个区不会有那么多房子嘛。
But there won't be so many houses for sale
慢慢的
啊、in one area.
都买光了，都卖光了，也买光了。
They all were sold and bought.
每个弟兄都买到房子了。
So every brother bought a house.
也没有什么房子好卖了。
And there weren't any houses left for sale.
有一天我在祷告。
So one day I prayed.
我从来没想到我要买房子。
I never thought that I would buy a house.
不知道为什么我祷告的时候啊。
But for some reason when I
prayed. 我有一个感觉。
I had a feeling.
我也告诉主。
I want to tell the Lord.
主啊。
Lord.
求你给我预备一个房子。
Please prepare a house for me.
哎，这个很有意思啊。我就跟主讲了。
I told the Lord.
我说主啊。
Lord.
我的要求也不高。
My requirements are not so high.
第一个一定要在会所边，最好请你们把它写下来。以后做买房子的参考。
Maybe you should write this down for a future reference.
我说第一个一定要在会所边。
Number one, it must be next to the hall.
这样我走路就可以去会所。
Then that way I can just walk to the hall.
第二个一定要两层楼。
Secondly, it must have two stories.
为什么要两层楼呢
？Why two stories?
因为我跟我的姊妹啊都不能干。
Because my wife and myself are not capable.
这家里常常乱七八糟。
So it's always a mess in my house.
两层楼嘛，这个二楼啊就可以乱一点。
If we have two stories, then the second story can be a mess.
这个一楼就可以干净一点。
But the first story can be kept clean.
很多弟兄会来找我的。
Because a lot of brothers will come to my house.
我不愿意，他一进来一看，哇，你们家怎么这么乱？
I don't want them to walk into my house and look at the big mess.
他就不能得帮助了。
Because then they wouldn't receive the help.
所以我说主啊。
So I said, Lord.
我要一个两层楼的房子。
I need a two-story
house. 这样如果我们二楼乱一点呢？
That way, even if the second story is messy,
一楼我可以维持它干净。
Then I can still keep the first story clean.
所以弟兄姊妹来可以有好的交通。
So when the saints come, we can have some
good fellowship. 第三，我说三卧房。
And thirdly, I need three bedrooms.
那为什么呢
？Why?
我跟我姊妹一个。
My wife and myself need one.
我有一个儿子啊。
That time I had a son.
我说我的儿子一个。
My son needs one.
我说主耶稣啊。
And then I said, Lord Jesus.
我总需要读经祷告吧。
I also need to read the Bible and to pray.
求你给我一个书房。
So please let me have a study.
你看好不好
？Isn't this good?
第四个要这个非常的干净。
It must be clean.
最好是新。
The best is for it to be a new one.
Yeah, 这个为什么呢
？Why?
我说我什么都不会修。
Because I don't know how to repair anything.
人家买个老房子还可以自己修，我都不会。
Someone can buy an old house and then fix it up.
所以你要给我一个房子啊，不搅扰我的时间。
You have to give me a house that doesn't take any of my time.
第五个要前院深。
Number five, the front yard must be deep.
这样就人家车子开来开去不吵我，我可以该休息。
Then when the cars drive by, I won't be bothered. I can still rest.
第六个要后院短。
Number six, the backyard must be very short.
这样我就不需要剪草，我可以种番茄。
Then I don't have to mow the lawn. I can just grow some tomatoes.
这为什么想到种番茄呢
？Why do I think about growing tomatoes?
因为每个地方都种番茄。
Because every brother was growing tomatoes.
所以我想，只要是美国人都要种番茄。
So I felt that as long as you're American, you need to grow some tomatoes.
所以没错，前院深，后院短。
So the front yard must be deep. The backyard must be short.
最后一个呢？
And the last one,
我说要你一定要供给我。
You must provide me with the finance.
因为我没有钱。
Because I don't have any money.
你相不相信没有钱的人敢这样祷告啊
？Can you believe that someone without any money can pray this way?
一定要会所边。
Must be next to the hall.
一定要两层楼。
Must have two stories.
一定要三个卧房。
Three bedrooms.
一定要干净。
Must be clean.
前院要深。
A long
后院要短
a short backyard,
主还要给钱
and the Lord must provide the money.
但我从来也不跟弟兄讲我要钱
I never told the saints that I needed money.
你知道吗这是一个服侍主的美德
Do you know this is a virtue of someone who serves the Lord?
跟随主的路上不跟人谈钱的
When you follow the Lord, you don't tell people about money.
祷告啊祷告
After I pray,
我告诉主
I told the Lord,
我说主啊
Lord,
这个房子不是为我买的
This house is not for myself.
是为你买的
It is for you.
所以他一定要在会所边吗
？That's why it must be next to the hall.
我一定要有个书房吗
？I need a study.
那两层楼是因为我可以跟弟兄们交通吗
？I need two stories because I need fellowship with the saints.
我第一个考虑主耶稣是你，第二才是我。
So the first thing I consider is the Lord Jesus. The second is mine.
所以主耶稣啊，求你照顾你自己。
So Lord Jesus, please take care of your needs.
注意啊，他这个是你吗？是主耶稣的自己。
The Lord Himself.
哎，奇怪，我这样祷告了一周十天。
After I prayed for a week.
我接到，对不起，我就接到一张支票。
I received a check.
2000块钱。
$2,000.
是我做事那一段时间留下那个退休金。
It is the pension from my previous job.
但是我没有做过五年。
But because I didn't work for 5 years.
所以他这个不愿意就这个钱就不可以留在里面，一定要退给你。
So the money could not remain in the plan. It must be refunded.
我都搞不清楚有这些钱。
I wasn't so clear about this money.
哎，我拿这个钱，感谢主，现在有钱了。
I got it and I looked at it and I said, Lord, thank you. Now I have some money.
这个钱买房子是不太够了啊。
But it's not enough to buy a house.
啊，再过几天。
And then after a few more days,
一个 realtor 打电话来了。
A certain realtor
说朱先生啊
called me.
朱先生啊 就是那个 realtor 去我买很多房子那个 realtor 啊
It's the same realtor who helped the saints buy.
他打电话来说朱先生啊
He calls and he says, Mr. Chu.
你的神给你预备了一个房子。
Your God has prepared a house for you.
你相信他这个话？你的神给你预备一个房子。
Can you believe his word?
我说在哪里呢
？I said, where is it?
他说在会所边。
It's next to the hall.
我说怎样一个房子呢？
What kind of a house is it?
两层楼。
Two stories.
我几个卧房呢
？How many bedrooms?
三个卧房。
Three.
他说，但是啊，
But,
但是啊，不不， 他说这个房子情形好极了。
He said, "Oh, the house is in a very good condition."
因为刚刚烧过火。
Because it just had a fire.
所以这个保险公司把它全部装修过。
So the insurance company renovated the whole thing.
非常非常干净啊。
So it's very clean.
地毯什么都是新的。
The carpets and everything.
然后他就讲了。
And then he said,
他有一个缺点。
But there's one shortcoming.
什么缺点啊？
I said, what is it?
他说没有后院。
There's no backyard. No backyard.
这为什么没有后院呢？
Why isn't there a backyard?
这个是个主要的街啊。
Because let's say this is the main street.
那这是我们转进来的街。
This is the side street.
比如说，这是我们的房子。
Let's say this is the house.
这个本来这个 lot 应该是这样分吗？
Before the lot should be divided in that way.
那现在这个主要的街盖一个公寓，盖已经盖过了。盖了个公寓
on this side,
有一个公寓
next to the street, there's
apartment. 他想往后多盖几间
they want to extend the apartment,
所以他把这个后院买走了
so they bought the backyard.
大概就有这么十几尺
maybe there were only just over 10 feet remaining.
可以种番茄
so I could grow some tomatoes.
那不是我祷告的吗
isn't this according to my prayer?
我拿那个电话呀
I was holding the phone.
我说主啊
I said, Lord,
我认识你
I know you.
你也认识我。
You also know me.
我没想到我敢这么祷告。
I never thought I could pray this way.
我也没想到你敢这么答应。
And I never thought that you could answer my prayer.
每一点都是这样预备。
Every point, he prepared.
我说，那请问你要多少钱？
And then I asked him, okay, so how much is it?
那个时候房子都是2万块钱左右。
At that time, most houses were around 20,000.
他说这个房子小。
He said, "This is a small house."
12,000块钱。
$12,000.
我说我有2,000块钱。
I said, "I have 2,000."
所以请你出价10,000块钱。
So,
about $10,000. Offer $10,000.
Can you offer $10,000 for me?
因为这就可以当 payment 就够了嘛。请你出价10,000块钱。
My down payment will be adequate.
哎，过了一天还是过了半天，打电话来。
After a day or half a day, he called again.
主人把这房子卖给你了。
Okay, the owner sold his house to you.
我几乎想告诉他。
I almost wanted to tell him.
不不不，他没有卖。
I said, no, he didn't sell.
是主耶稣给我了。
The Lord Jesus gave it to me.
哎，跟随主很有意思啊。
See, it's so meaningful to follow.
你看你们买了一个房子。
You see, when you buy a house like this.
Street light after street light after street light after street light. 一个街灯再一个街灯 ，one street light after
one street light after another.
等于终于开车开到会所的时候，脾气都出来了。
So when you finally arrive at the hall, your temper comes out.
This is 已经哎呀 traffic jam.
Oh, this traffic jam.
我都没有。
I don't have it.
我也走路可以到会所。
I can walk to the hall.
事实上，后来还是开车多。
But actually, later on, I drove more.
因为有个小 baby.
Because I had a baby.
但是一分钟两分钟。
But just 1 or 2 minutes.
车子还没有 warm up， 已经开到 parking lot。
Before the car is warmed up, I got to the hall already.
弟兄姊妹要找我散会了。散会以后。
And after the meeting, when the saints wanted to come to me.
他说到我家里去。
I could say, oh, come to my house.
走路几分钟就到了。
Just walk for a few minutes and then we get there.
这到底是他的作为？
Is this his act?
还是他的法则？
Or is it his way?
还是他的自己？
Or is it himself?
我愿意告诉你啊。
I want to tell you.
这个房子是为着神的经纶买的。
This house was bought for God's economy.
这个房子是在主耶稣的神的实话里买的。
And it was bought in the realization.
这个房子买的满有神的作为。
It was full of God's act.
根据神的法则。
According to God's principle.
经历了神的自己。
And I also experienced God Himself.
好不好啊
？Isn't this good?
好不好啊
？Isn't this good?
我劝你们弟兄啊，哎。那个小弟兄 Eric,
a little brother.
Eric, I have two things I'd like to remind you.
我有两件事要提醒你。
Firstly,
第一
you and George and some brothers,
你跟 George 跟还有一些的弟兄们
should prepare participate in this meeting.
应该要预备一下来参与这个聚会。
Especially conducting the hymns, reading the verses.
特别是来带诗歌，来带读经。
This genius, what's his name? Richard, yeah.
这个 Richard Ye 叶弟兄。
He can coordinate five six brothers and sisters, brothers.
他可以配搭一下，让那个五六个弟兄在一起。
Eric, come to the meeting at 7.
然后呢 ，Eric 要七点钟就来。
And pray together, four or five of you.
你们四五个一起来祷告。
And prepare for the hymns.
然后预备诗歌。
Then you have a lot of learning.
然后你就会很多的学习。
And secondly,
第二呢
，you should buy a house.
你也应该买房子。
Beside the hall,
是买在会所旁边。
You got it?
听到了没有
？Oh, the hall is very expensive.
你说，哎呀，这个在会所旁边很贵啊。
I never believe it.
我永远不相信。
I never believe it.
我永远不相信。
Because I know our God is God.
因为我知道我们的神是神。
Oh, based on how you look at it.
都是根据你是如何来看。
In what way you handle it?
你是怎么来处理
？I'm very happy. I pray like this.
我很高兴啊，我是这样的来祷告。
I'm very happy, Lord answered every part of the prayer.
我很高兴啊，主是答应了每一点。
所以当我进到那个家，搬到那个家的时候
，So when I moved into the house,
里面那个感觉，这是为主住的。
Oh, I was full of a feeling. Oh, this is for the Lord.
这是为主教会的。
This is for the church.
这是为主神的经纶的。
This is for God's economy.
这是与神一致活出来的。
Oh, this is being one with God.
这一个房子。
This house
是来祝福基督和他的教会的。
Will bless Christ and His church.
主也答应了我们的祷告。
And the Lord has answered our prayer.
好不好？你也告诉主。
So can you also tell the Lord?
主啊
，Lord，
我也知道你的作为。
I want to know your acts.
我更愿意知道你的法则。
And I want to know your principles.
我更愿意知道你自己。
Even the more, I want to know yourself.
我愿意看见你的经纶。
I want to see your economy.
我愿意享受你的自己。
And also to enjoy yourself.
神和你就距离何等可亲。
Then God will be so approachable, so close to you.
这样你的人生就开始了。
Then, and only then do you begin your human life.
你真实的人生就开始了。
Your real human life will begin.
那从明天晚上。
So starting from tomorrow night,
我们就会讲开始以后你干什么。
We will talk about what to do when you begin your human life.
求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord be merciful to us.
盼望弟兄多为着这样一串的聚会来祷告。
Amen. May you, brothers, pray more regarding this kind of a meeting.
我相信这样的聚会会帮助你好好的跟随神。
I believe that this kind of a meeting can help you in your following the Lord.